Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Your Move to Canada, Navigating the Cross-Border Financial and Tax Aspects of a Move from the U.S. by Sonia Dolgina and Clark Linton is a practical personal finance and tax planning guide for Americans relocating to Canada and Canadians returning after time in the United States. Co-authored by a cross-border tax professional and a Canadian cross-border wealth manager, the book focuses on the financial decisions that often become complicated once a household has ties to both countries. Its subject matter includes tax residency, dual filing obligations, investment accounts, retirement assets, Canadian savings vehicles, real estate, estate planning, philanthropy, and expatriation considerations. The purpose is not to replace individualized professional advice, but to help readers understand the issues they should address before, during, and after a move. The book is positioned as a structured planning resource for avoiding compliance mistakes, reducing unnecessary taxation, and coordinating wealth decisions across two legal and tax systems. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, coordinating Canadian and U.S. tax rules before residency changes create surprises. A central topic in the book is the need to plan around the point at which a person becomes subject to Canadian tax rules while possibly remaining connected to U.S. tax obligations. For Americans, the issue is especially important because U.S. citizens and green card holders may continue to have filing responsibilities even after becoming Canadian residents. For returning Canadians, the timing of re-entry can affect how assets, gains, income streams, and accounts are treated for Canadian purposes. The book emphasizes that cross-border tax planning is not simply about filing two returns. It requires understanding how each country defines residency, income, deductions, credits, and reporting duties, then using available mechanisms to reduce double taxation where possible. This makes timing a practical decision rather than an administrative afterthought. A move date, asset sale, bonus payment, retirement distribution, or investment restructuring can have different results depending on whether it occurs before or after Canadian residency begins. The value of this topic lies in showing readers that compliance and tax efficiency are linked. Missing filings or assuming that one country automatically recognizes the other country's treatment can create penalties, duplicated tax, or inefficient asset placement. Secondly, managing U.S. retirement accounts, Roth IRAs, and Canadian savings vehicles together. The book gives substantial attention to the problem of what happens to financial accounts after a move across the border. U.S. retirement accounts, such as IRAs and 401(k), Roth IRAs, non-qualified investment accounts, and assets held through revocable living trusts can become more complicated when the owner becomes a Canadian resident. At the same time, Canadian accounts such as RRSPs and TFSAs may offer advantages under Canadian law, but can raise separate questions for U.S. citizens or green card holders who remain within the U.S. tax system. The practical insight is that an account cannot be evaluated only by its home country label. Its treatment must be considered under both tax systems, including income recognition, reporting, withholding, estate implications, and future withdrawal planning. For example, an account that is tax-preferred in Canada may not receive identical treatment in the United States, and a familiar U.S. account may need special handling after Canadian residency begins. The book's approach encourages readers to view their accounts as a coordinated cross-border balance sheet. Decisions about keeping, transferring, contributing, or withdrawing should be made with attention to both current taxation and long-term flexibility. Thirdly, building an investment strategy based on after-tax cross-border outcomes. Another important theme is the construction of an investment strategy that works after taxes. Currency exposure, account rules, and advisory limitations are considered. Moving to Canada can change which professionals are legally able to service an investor, how securities are reported, and which accounts are appropriate for different holdings. The book frames investment planning as more than portfolio allocation. A household may need to decide where assets should be custodied, how to manage U.S. dollar and Canadian dollar needs, and which investments belong in taxable versus tax-advantaged accounts. The central reasoning is that pre-tax returns can be misleading in a cross-border context. A portfolio that looks efficient in the United States may create unfavorable Canadian tax treatment, excess reporting burden, or mismatched income timing after the move. Likewise, a Canadian investment product may not be suitable for someone who still has U.S. tax filing obligations. The book's contribution is to connect investment decisions with tax residency and account selection, rather than treating them as separate disciplines. This is particularly useful for affluent households, retirees, and professionals with concentrated assets, because small structural choices can compound over many years through taxation, fees, currency conversion, and withdrawal sequencing. Fourthly, Designing Retirement Income Across Social Security and Multiple Account Types. The book addresses retirement planning as a cross-border income design problem rather than a simple question of how much a person has saved. Readers who move from the United States to Canada may have U.S. retirement accounts, eligibility for Social Security, Canadian tax residency, and possible access to Canadian savings accounts. Each source of income may be taxed differently, and the order of withdrawals can affect lifetime tax cost, cash flow stability, and estate outcomes. The book therefore highlights the importance of coordinated withdrawals from investment accounts, retirement plans, and other income sources. This topic is especially relevant because retirees often assume that a move is primarily a lifestyle choice, while the financial consequences may continue for decades. Exchange rates, withholding taxes, treaty rules, and the interaction between U.S. and Canadian tax credits can influence how much income is actually available to spend. The value of the book's treatment is that it encourages planning before withdrawals become urgent. Instead of drawing from whichever account is easiest, readers are prompted to consider which income should be realized in which country, in what sequence, and under what reporting framework. That perspective supports more stable after-tax retirement income. Lastly, extending the move plan to real estate, estate planning, philanthropy, and expatriation. The book also moves beyond annual tax returns and investment accounts to cover broader wealth planning issues that can be overlooked during relocation. Real estate on either side of the border may raise questions about principal residence treatment, rental income, capital gains, financing, insurance, and eventual sale. Estate planning can also become more complex because wills, trusts, beneficiary designations, and tax exposure may not operate the same way in both countries. The book identifies advanced topics such as gift and estate planning, cross-border philanthropy, and U.S. expatriation, indicating that the move to Canada can become part of a larger legal and financial restructuring. The reasoning behind including these areas is that cross-border planning failures often occur where one professional discipline ends and another begins. A tax accountant may focus on filings, an investment advisor on portfolios, and an estate lawyer on documents. But the client experiences all of these decisions as one financial life. By encouraging readers to seek qualified professionals across immigration, tax, investment, and estate matters, the book presents relocation as an integrated project. This helps readers identify issues early, especially when family wealth, charitable goals, property ownership, or citizenship decisions are involved. In conclusion, your move to Canada is most relevant for Americans preparing to relocate north, U.S., citizens or green card holders already living in Canada, and Canadians returning home after working or investing in the United States. It will also be useful for spouses, retirees, executives, business owners, and families with accounts, property, or estate plans in both countries. Its practical benefit is that it helps readers identify questions they may not know to ask before making irreversible decisions about move timing, account transfers, retirement withdrawals, real estate, or professional advisors. Its intellectual benefit is a clearer understanding that cross-border finance is an integrated system where residency, taxation, investments, estate planning, and compliance interact. Compared with general moving guides or ordinary personal finance books, this book stands out because it focuses specifically on the U.S. to Canada corridor and on the financial mechanics that distinguish it from a domestic relocation. Compared with technical tax manuals, it appears designed for informed individuals and families rather than only specialists, using professional experience to organize the issues into a practical planning framework. Its distinct value is not that it offers a single universal formula, but that it maps the major decision areas where personalized advice is essential and where early planning can prevent costly tax and compliance problems. If you would like to support Sonia Dolgina, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.